The Augustite goes up a couple of notches at the Carnegie because they're producing the Lowdown Musical Vaudeville Chicago, directed by a team for whom the term dynamic duo is an understatement. Deanne Rill and Ed Cohen. Welcome.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
This music is literally about getting away with murder, and your production features some noteworthy debuts. Let's talk about David Baum, who's doing the choreography.
Yeah, David Baum is our choreographer. He is from Cincinnati and then had a long Broadway career and is now back home going to school to be a psychologist. Yeah, psychologist. And we were just very blessed that he was kind of had this window of time in his studies that he could choreograph the show for us. He's doing an amazing job. And it's just been wonderful having this opportunity to work with David.
How do you two divide the directing duties when you co-direct a show? How does that work?
It is unusual that there aren't a lot of co-directors around. It helps that we're married, so we don't have to schedule meetings to discuss things.
So we pretty much discuss the show all the time when we're working on a show, which makes it very fun. We conceptualize it together. We just really do work together. I think what helps is that we kind of have very different styles, but for some reason, and we've done several projects together, we kind of mesh, and it's just a really great experience to be able to work with Ed. And
yeah, we tend not to get in each other's way, mm-hmm. which is, that sounds kind of funny, but we kind of know each other's strengths. I mean, Deanne is a much stronger person in musical staging than I am. Most of my individual directing is with plays and with dramas in particular. So we've always found kind of a good division of labor mm-hmm. in the projects. But I think our sensibility has kind of become the same. And we no longer really have to think very hard about the choices we make about how to stage things and mm-hmm. what to put in, what to take out. It's really become pretty seamless, much easier than it was when we first started doing
it. Yeah, and it's been really interesting working with David, kind of having that third person that's working with us, and it's been really a wonderful experience. It's worked out really well. It's a lot of people on a production team, you know, working with the cast, but I think we just all know what our strengths are and how we will divide the duties, so it's been great. Damon Stevens is our music director also.
Well, there are two other theatrical power couples involved, and David Baum is part of one of them.
Yes, and his wife is Leslie Goddard, who is going to be playing Roxy Hart. She had a long Broadway career and has been performing. She was in Ensemble Theater's Wonderettes in May and is going to be doing a show.
She's doing Becky's new car at Human Race
after
coming up.
Chicago. So she's wonderful. I mean, we were just very happy to have that opportunity to work with Leslie, too.
Yeah, she was in the original Broadway cast of Hairspray and was in it for quite a while. And I think she and David met in a Broadway show.
And then the other couple?
Is Brian Wiley and Dean Waltz. And Dean is doing our costumes, and Brian is a member of the ensemble. And we've done shows with Brian before, and I've worked with Dean. So it's really kind of interesting having these couples that are all working on this show.
And the rest of your cast includes a lot of rising stars from our local colleges. Mm-hmm.
The lady playing Velma Kelly is Kimber Sprawl, who's a senior, or will be a senior this fall at CCM in musical theater. She's actually a Cincinnati girl who's a graduate of SCPA.
Dan Durger is doing Billy Flynn, and Randy Bailey is doing Amos. Angela Nally is doing Mama.
Our dance ensemble, we're really proud of. I don't think we're overstating it to say this is going to be one of the best, if not the best, dance ensemble people have seen here in a while. We were lucky to get these people. Jay Goodlett, who a lot of people are familiar with from the ballet and from Cincinnati Children's Theater, is in our dance ensemble.
Playing
the MC. Brian Anderson, who has had his own professional career and now lives in Cincinnati, is also in the dance ensemble. We have two of the women are current musical theater students at Wright State. We have two that are current students at NKU, and Jewel Shoemate, who is
from Northern Kentucky,
also is a professional dance teacher and is well known in the area. So Charlie Meredith, who is in the dance ensemble, is also going to be a junior at CCM Musical Theater.
Joey Squeary
from NKU. It's a very, very strong group of people.
And you were talking earlier about the production elements of it. It's a vaudeville. It's got all those aspects of the lights and the glamour and that kind of thing. Is that an important part of the production?
It is. The show kind of goes in and out of the vaudeville style and then back into kind of the reality of the situation. And what's kind of unique is that the physical layout of the Carnegie, which really allows a great design for a vaudeville house.
The Carnegie, I think, was built in 1910. So it kind of arose during vaudeville and has that appearance in its actual architecture of being a vaudeville space. Now, our scenic designer is a lady named Kristen Robinson, who just got her master's in scenic design from Yale and is working in New York. She's put together a really interesting design. And the Carnegie's challenging space. I mean, we don't have fly space and we don't have any wings.
It's very small.
It's very small. But we've revealed the orchestra into the original orchestra pit, much as in the vaudeville stage. The lighting designer from CCM is integrating footlights into the design and more old lighting elements. It's a very interesting design, sort of this, to emphasize the presentational showbiz element of what the show's all about. We're also doing the older version of the show that a lot of people are familiar with, the revival.
1996, yeah.
96, which is the one that was the most popular. But this is the original version, which was much more rooted in the vaudeville style. And all of us on the team are kind of shooting for that.
Tell us about the Carnegie season, which includes another musical and, of course, theater.
Chicago opens the season in August, and it's followed by what I think is the regional premiere of Boeing Boeing, which is a farce directed by one of the new faculty members of CCM Drama. That's a collaboration with CCM Drama and the Carnegie. This winter, they just were finally able to announce it. They're doing a concert version with the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra of The Sound of Music. They haven't announced the cast for that yet, but I think Brian Robertson is directing that. And then in the spring, Buzz Davis, who a lot of people know as an actor and stage manager in town, is directing Harvey. Somewhat of a classic season in some ways, but a lot of new properties, and I think all of them will be exciting for the audiences.
Well, it sounds like a really exciting season, and thanks so much to my guests, Deanne Brill and Ed Cohen, who are the co-directors of the Carnegie's production of Chicago, which opens on August 10th and runs through August 25th at the Carnegie Theater in Covington. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.